Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I guess our intro is not going to play today. Welcome, Army families, to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network core team. Tonight, we'll be discussing the book, The Modern Mill Spouse, with its co-author, Joe from Joe My Gosh. This is show number 563, and I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Sherita Knobloch. Today is Monday, May 2nd, 2016, and we are super pumped that you decided to join us tonight.
If you're listening to our show live right now, join our show discussion taking place over on Twitter. Ask questions of our guest, comment on the show, or just have fun with our AWN core team that's hanging out there. Just go to twitter.com/Army Wife Network and be sure to use the hashtag Army Wife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at www.metlife.com/TRICARE, or you can call 1-855-METTDP1.
We're excited to have Jo from Jo My Gosh joining us tonight to discuss her new book, The Modern Mill Spouse. If you want to know more about Jo, you can find her on many social media channels. She's on Facebook at Jo My Gosh. That's J-O My Gosh, G-O-S-H. She's on Twitter at Jo My Gosh. Instagram, Jo My Gosh 1, that's number 1. And Pinterest at Jo My Gosh 1. Her website is jomygosh.com. Jo has generously offered to give away a digital copy of her book tonight to one lucky mill spouse. We'll be announcing the winner a bit later in the show. But first, Sherita, welcome. I'm so glad we're co-hosting together tonight. Let's take a minute to just kind of catch up and tell me what's been going on in your Army wife world lately.
Well, the hubby is home. So it was just a 3-month deployment. Funny that we always say just, but you know how that works. We take what we can get. But he's home, and so we are hardcore riding hashtag reintegration roller coaster, which is always fun. And you know, we're just doing things really, really different this time. Hubby and I have always had we've had a good marriage, but we've been really working on it lately to take it to the next level, and so. I'm really working on the respect piece of marriage, and he's really working on the love, and that's super challengingly, awesomely, hardly, weirdly awkward when you're coming back from a deployment. So that's our jam lately, for sure.
Wow. So what else has been going on?
Well, let's see. I guess with Protestant Women of the Chapel, we had a huge program a couple weeks ago. Ironically, the day before my husband got home, so that was like a hot mess week if I've ever had one. It was great.
Yeah, I was watching some of the. Facebook posts that you were making, and it sounded like you were pretty busy. But your PWOC guest speaker sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was super cool. Shanti Felhan got to come to Fort Lewis. She's a New York Times bestselling author and international speaker. She got to come to Fort Lewis, PWC, and speak that morning, and it was phenomenal. Like, the message, of course, was super timely on Homecoming Eve for a lot of us girls in the program, and just talking about how we can honor our husbands and be their cheerleaders when it comes to this Army wife life. So it was great. It was crazy, but really awesome. But it was a huge success. Tomorrow will be, I think, 3 weeks already. Maybe 2 weeks. I don't really know. It's been a minute. So people are still buzzing about it.
Which is
cool. I know, right?
That's cool.
It's ridiculous. What have you been up to, Crystal? I always dominate this, and I'm trying to like be more generous and stop talking sometimes.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I love getting to know you all when we co-host and just hearing about your lives and stuff, because I mean, I'm pretty much on here every week, but my biggest thing is recently is the unit that my husband's with had a Tell Me a Story event for military children, Month of Military mm-hmm. Child. And so the command general read a story to the kids, and then it was called Verdi. Have you heard of that? It was about a snake that. I am not a snake lover. They're one of my biggest fears.
I've never met a person that's like, oh, it's a snake. He's super cute. Let me put him in my purse. Like, I've never. No.
Well, I know a couple of people, men that. Or boys, I should say, that like snakes. But I don't like snakes. This was a cute little story and about a little snake named Birdie, and he's a little tree python, and he's yellow, and has a little hatchling, and when he doesn't want to grow up and be like the green
snake.
Like
the snake?
Uh-huh.
Do you like the snake because he's yellow? Because I know your favorite color is yellow. So is that why your snake softened your heart a little bit? Okay, now I'm tracking.
It was such a cute little story, and I could kind of identify with them. And it kind of talked about being afraid of change and the unknown. And that's so much what military children and us as mill spouses go
mm-hmm.
through. You know, change is our middle name.
No, I've never been through any kind of change as an Army wife. It's always consistent here. There's never surprises. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. So it was fun. And so I got to facilitate some discussion with some families that were there. And then the kids got to do crafts. And that was really fun. That was a fun time. But I like working with children, so that helps. So that's really, and then I discovered recordable storybooks at Hallmark.
Yes. Those are so cool.
Oh, my. I think I bought the score, but so I'm going to record
them.
I have
no self-control. I have no self-control in Hallmark store. Like, it's one of my probably three
either.
Most dangerous stores. Like, don't let me go there around payday because I'll just make bad life choices and we won't eat for 2 weeks until we get paid again. I'll be like, it's beautiful. There's a beautiful sign for my wall, and here's a book. Oh, there's the journal section. Somebody bring me a card.
Oh, the cards.
Like, there's no
they
hope.
Have the most awesome
oh,
cards
yeah.
there, and I always pick up a jillion cards, so I love Hallmark.
Yeah,
so.
That's totally my jam.
So what else? Now, are you PCSing this summer? Or do you know? Oh, Sherita, did I lose you? I think I lost Sherita. So let's go ahead and take a quick moment to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Home, how can your voice be heard? Get your absentee ballots on time, wherever you are. Here's how. Go to fvap.gov and fill out your federal postcard application, or FPCA. Go to fvap.gov to get started.
Continue your education at an elite university committed to service members and their families. Drexel University offers active duty, veterans, and their family members a 10 to 40% tuition reduction for over 140 online degree programs. Get an inside look at what it's like to be part of the Drexel online community through a free digital test drive. Military family members will be able to experience online learning, explore student support services, and interact with Drexel faculty, staff, students, and alumni. Visit online.drexel.edu/family to sign up today.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Reading.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
information on hot water heating.
No. Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out the words.
World music, playing track now.
No.
Let me try. Our daughter gets confused about which details in a story are important.
Which paper towels are most absorbent?
What?
Here are five product reviews.
Why are you not getting me?
See, I told you.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Army wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives, a network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
Well, welcome back to the show. First, I just want to explain a little bit. This is real life here. Sherita and I are both Army wives calling in from our homes. So this is us being real here. So, Sherita, are you on the line?
Crystal, can you hear me?
There you are. Yay.
Okay. Yay. Happy dance, everybody. My technology is working for 30 more seconds. Sorry, guys. I don't know what's freaking out. Whatever, I can still hear everything. I was like, keep going, you're doing great. Whatever.
Fine. It happens. We're just realized people, so we will just go with the flow. But let's get into some hot topics. Hot military news this evening: Be Your Own Boss by Way of Military Entrepreneurship. Have you ever thought about going into business for yourself? Does the sound of chief operating officer, president, or founder appeal to you? Do you feel your unique ideas, skills, and talents can make an impact on today's business world? If so, military entrepreneurship might be for you. What does this mean? Essentially, we're talking about veterans and military spouses who put their business ideas into action. The prospect of starting your own business venture might seem daunting, but look around you. You'll see evidence of people just like you who started with a dream. Fabled stories of well-known businesses started in garages or kitchens across America come to mind each time you turn on the TV or enter a bookstore. Many people you hear about starting with humble beginnings. They started with meager means, but eager genes. They lost sleep at night imagining a world better for their invention, idea, or product, along with a company they built to support their dream. People who go into business for themselves stand ready to do the heavy lifting. They invest a large amount of sweat equity into their entrepreneurial initiatives. Sometimes things move rather quickly, and sometimes it seems as though it will never happen, but they never give up on their dream. But they rarely do it alone. Read more about this hot topic at communities.usaa.com and locate the story, Be Your Own Boss, by Way of Military Entrepreneurship. We'll also be posting a direct link to that story in our Twitter feed shortly.
Man, that was great. I'm all motivated to, like, conquer the world and, like, America and stuff right now. That was fantastic. I love that. That's great. Another hot topic this week on Army Wife Network is our blog post by experienced blogger Holly, It's Okay to Disconnect. With modern technology, we have the power literally at our fingertips to communicate with people around the world instantaneously. But as AWN experienced blogger and our core team social media coordinator Holly shares this week, sometimes we just need to disconnect from that technology to interact with the people and the world around us. Read more over at armywifenetwork.com / It's Okay to Disconnect.
And it's social media roundup time. This week we asked our Facebook and Twitter followers, in what ways are you proud to be married to your spouse? Our readers were happy to share with us what they love about their spouses, and it was such a great read. One reader wrote, "He's inspired me to follow my dreams. He's always been there for me, and we've supported each other through thick and thin." I love that. Another shared, "He's the kindest family man in the world. He proudly served the Navy for 28 years. For the past 27, we have been inseparable, making up for all the deployments and times we were apart. It's been a beautiful life." I have absolutely loved reading these. If you want to share with us or read more, hop on over to our Facebook page and find that conversation starter. We'll be posting a link to it directly shortly in our Twitter feed. So, Sherita, what are some ways that you're proud to be married to your husband?
Oh, I'm just, man, that guy. And maybe I'm just ooey-gooey because he come back from a deployment. So, of course, it's like, I love you more than ever. Oh, all the things. But, man, he is just such a legit soldier. Like, I cannot even, I'm so proud of him, and I honestly, like, I'm kind of crappy. Can I say crappy? I don't know. I'm sorry, listeners, if I can say that. I'm kind of not very good sometimes about, like, being his cheerleader just because, like, I want to. But, you know, Army wife life is really hard, and sometimes I really get, like, bogged down with that. But, man, he is such a great soldier. Like, his peers look up to him. He is a motivator. He is driven, and yet he still knows how to, like, take his hat off and, like, be a dad, be a husband, be a friend. Aww. And so, man, he has got it figured out. And so, Brandon, later when I rewind this and let you listen to this, like, write this down because I love you and you do a great job.
You know, I think that's important that our spouses see that we talk positively about them when they're not listening. I love that. And then you get to rewind this and play that to them. My husband, he is, I so look up to him, not just because he's 6'2", but because he's extraordinarily intelligent. I mean, he is the most intelligent man I've ever met. But he is so compassionate, and he's also the romantic in our marriage, which is hilarious. That's where we kind of switch roles. I tend to be real practical. And, like, he'll ask me what I might want for my birthday or our anniversary, and I'll be real practical. But he will be like, so what do you really want, you know? And so he will look for something that will really just blast my socks off and just give me goosebumps, you know? And so he is just so sweet, and he's so kind, and he's such a great dad. And he's got a crazy sense of humor, too. He can make me laugh like nobody else. Mm-hmm. So he's just such a great combination. But, you know, the other thing I admire about him is that he has got an amazing work ethic that you don't see very often anymore. You know, that he's committed to it. If he says he's going to do something, he does it. And he works to do it right the first time. And so there's just so many things I admire about him, but probably more than anything is his faith. He's just a great guy. So I loved this conversation starter, and I love the response that we got because so many people were eager to share the wonderful thing about their spouses. And I feel kind of a time, you know, a day and age where we tend to be more critical of our spouses, you know, those that we love and are closest to. So I loved this. So
I have a quote taped on my wall. It says, "Do you give more grace or grief?" Because, you know, like, I'm really, we're most critical, mostly to ourselves and the people that we're around with the most. And those are the ones we're supposed to, like, love with everything we've got and respect them. And so I feel like, Crystal, we should have, like, written in a commercial break here, so you and I can, like, run downstairs and both kiss our husbands and then get back on the air. Because I'm just like, you're such a good man. Oh, what are we doing? I'm going to cry on the air. Keep it together. Oh, geez. Oh, I need to take it. That's too much. All right. Silly deployment. We're good. Let's move on. Last but not least, listeners, it is public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show, and we ask for them 10 days in advance. Send it to info@armywifenetwork.com. Tonight's PSA is all about keeping military kids safe and sound. Child neglect is a scary term for most parents, and most parents would rather not think about. The reality is child neglect is far more common than you may realize, even among military families. Parenting can be especially tough for military families who may be away from their support systems or go through deployments with only one parent at home. Raising kids can be complicated, but keeping them safe and sound doesn't have to be. Everyday situations, just like leaving kids alone in the car, putting too many stuff in a crib, and losing track of kids while multitasking, can be avoided to keep your kids safe. The first step is to identify the common risk factors for child neglect in your life. The first one, inadequate supervision. Supervision can be the difference between a safe or dangerous situation. Be there for your kids, or make sure someone you trust is. The second is physical and environmental hazards. Steps towards a safe home are leaps towards child safety. Take the first steps today. And finally, distracted parenting. It's easier to connect with your kids when you find time to disconnect from emails, texts, and games. Be present with your kids. Your kids' safety depends upon you, but you don't have to go it alone. Go to Military One Source's Safe and Sound website to find information about these common neglect scenarios and tips for how to prevent them. Take advantage of tools and resources such as childproofing checklists, recommendations for childcare, and information for finding the state and installation guidelines or laws you need for supervising your kids. Visit Safe and Sound today at www.militaryonesource.mil/safeandsound or call Military One Source now at 1-800-342-9647 for tips and resources to help you avoid neglectful situations and be the best parent you can be for your military kids. That's it for our PSA. Coming up after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's New 6th Gen, bringing you the need-to-know news stories. We'll be right back.
Nation, your active duty service member can protect their family's smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and/or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details.
You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 Jen, bringing you all your need-to-know news. The Army is doing away with random weekly drug tests for soldiers. In an effort to ease the burden on commanders while still deterring soldiers from using illicit drugs, the Army is ditching the weekly random drug test. A new directive from Acting Army Secretary Patrick Murphy calls for commanders at every level to ensure random urinalysis testing at the rate of 10% of assigned end strength each month. Before this change, which is effective immediately, Army regulation required battalion-level commanders to randomly select and test 4 to 5% of the battalion's end strength each week. In addition, different companies within that battalion would be detailed each week to conduct the sample collection. Army leaders determined a 10% monthly random drug testing requirement is an achievable standard that continues to deter the use of illicit drugs and the abuse of prescription drugs, said Paul Prince, an Army spokesman. Every soldier will be tested at least once annually, Prince said. The change reduces the overall number of urinalysis each month and provides commanders with flexibility regarding when to conduct the drug test. The House Armed Services Committee is backing a proposal to allow women to be part of the draft. The House Republicans' attempt to take a stand against women in combat took an unexpected turn Wednesday. Representative Duncan Hunter, a vocal opponent of infantry and special operations integration, proposed opening up the selective service in future military drafts to women during a House committee debate over next year's defense budget. The Marine veteran hoped to raise opposition to combat integration by forcing fellow lawmakers to consider young women dying on the front lines of a major war. Instead, the proposal whipped up enough support for female integration that members of the House Armed Services Committee voted in favor of opening the selective service and the draft. The selective service measure is now part of the annual National Defense Authorization Act, which was approved by the committee early Thursday and heads for a vote on the House floor. If passed by both chambers of Congress in a final defense bill, women ranging in age from 18 to 26 would for the first time have to join men in registering and could potentially be forced into combat. The vote was a major setback for Hunter and Representative Ryan Zink, a retired Navy SEAL, who have been trying to build opposition to female integration since earlier this year when they introduced the Draft America's Daughters Act. Colonel Cindy Jebb has been tapped as West Point's first female dean. A department head at the U.S. Military Academy could become the first female dean in West Point's 200-plus year history if the Senate endorses her selection. Colonel Cindy Jebb has been tapped by President Obama to succeed Brigadier General Tim Traynor. Jebb graduated from West Point in 1982 and has been head of the Academy's Social Sciences Department since 2013. I am honored to have been nominated to serve as the Dean of West Point, Jebb said in a press release. Should Congress confirm my nomination, I will be privileged to lead a team of professionals who are dedicated to academic excellence in support of our mission to graduate leaders of character. The school's first female commandant of cadets, Brigadier General Diana Holland, assumed command January 5th. That's all the news for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Jen, signing out.
Operation In Touch offers special savings, coupons, and editorial content tailored to the lives of our active military families, providing useful beauty tips and recipes, as well as news and ongoing promotions. Operation In Touch is sponsored by Unilever and its brands, serving as a resource for American military families who serve this nation each and every day. As a member of Operation In Touch, you'll receive exclusive offers and savings on Unilever products you know and love. Registration is easy and free. Simply visit OperationInTouch.com to sign up today. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Sherita Knobloch. Tonight we have with us Joe from Joe My Gosh. Joe is a Navy wife, founder, and writer of Joe My Gosh, a popular military lifestyle blog for spouses and significant others, and a co-author of The Modern Military Spouse.
Her work has appeared in print and digital publications, including Army Wife Network, Next Gen Mil Spouse, Military One Click, USMC Life, The Huffington Post, Military Spouse, Spouse Buzz, Military.com, and Military Kids Life. She has been named a USAA digital influencer and is a graduate school adjunct faculty member and thesis advisor. Sorry. In her spare time, she loves traveling with her husband, cross-stitching, reading, and writing fiction. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for having me on.
We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Tell us a bit about yourself and where you're calling from.
Okay. So right now I'm calling from the D.C. area. My husband is stationed here, so that's where we call home right now. And we're about to get a thunderstorm, so if you hear any thunder on the line, that's what it is. As for myself, I mean, you guys covered a lot of it. I'm a Navy wife of 2.5 years, almost 3, which I'm really, really excited about. I spent a year as a Navy fiance and then another year as a Navy girlfriend before that. So I think that's about it.
Very cool. Well, before I get to my other question I want to ask, Joe, where are you originally from? I'm just curious with your accent, and I always love to know.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, actually close to Hershey.
Cool.
So
very
I have a
cool.
sweet tooth.
I'm just really nosy, I guess. That's why they only let me host every now and then. So moving on. So your book, The Modern Military Spouse, is a collaboration. Tell us a little bit more about how you and your co-authors came up with this idea.
Yeah, so there are two other authors, J.D. Collins, who writes Semi-Delicate Balance, which is another popular military lifestyle blog, and Lauren Tam, who writes The Military Wife and Mom. And we were talking, we've been pretty close for about maybe the last year and a half or so, and we have a similar writing styles, similar audiences, and we started talking about, you know, everybody talks about these old handbooks that they get, right? And for me, I mean, nobody even told me about a Navy handbook. I never got a wife handbook. I missed the boat. But, you know, this came up quite frequently. And we also were getting massive amounts of emails from readers who honestly just felt really lost and alone. And they didn't know what to do during the first deployment, or even, you know, we had a lot of emails from 18-year-old and 17-year-old girlfriends who were really worried, like, what does boot camp look like? What does this mean for our relationship? All those kinds of really scary questions. And so I think it was Lauren contacted us and said, you know, I've got this idea knocking around in my head, and I think that this would be something that our area needs. Or our niche needs. And so we started writing, and the book kind of just blossomed from there.
Very cool. Well, and I love how it's titled like modern, because I know I've gotten my hands on a couple of those handbooks, and I was like, I don't need to know how to host a tea really so much.
Right.
Like, that's not really my thing anymore. So I think you probably definitely hit your niche. So awesome. Very cool.
Well, I'm curious, Joe. You said that you've been a Navy wife for about 3 years, was it? tell us
almost,
a bit about
yes.
your personal almost 3 years. So you and I are kind of in the same boat, using, I guess, a Navy term. But we both are fairly new still in military life. Tell us a bit about your personal mill spouse journey.
Sure. So my story really begins when I was 18 and I met this guy, John. We were both in marching band together and we went on one date when I was a sophomore in college and it was awful. And we kept, you know, I think the spark was always there. And he was talking about that he wanted to join the Navy when he got out of college and all of these different things, but we never really connected other than that first really awful date. And so time went by and John went to boot camp and we actually reconnected through writing letters back and forth, which is kind of a really neat, romantic, old school way of getting to know each other again. And so it took us almost a full year from boot camp until we could actually go on a second first date. And after that, we were inseparable. He was in Virginia Beach. I was in Baltimore. And so we made that work, you know, meeting up on the weekends or trying our best to make the distance, a six-hour drive, not seem so incredibly long. After that, you know, we dated for a year, and then he asked me to marry him about a month before he deployed to Afghanistan for a year. And then after that, you know, I was teaching at the time. I taught for 5 years in Baltimore, and I loved every minute of it. It was great. I really felt like it was a true calling of mine, and it was really hard to realize that I would have to give up that career in Baltimore because I fell in love with a guy in the Navy.
Right.
And so that's really, I mean, that was really the crux of my mill spouse journey. The last 3 years, I've really learned how to reinvent myself and how to be okay with the cards that life deals us sometimes. And so that's a lot of what I write about on my blog. And I know that a lot of us have those kinds of stories. We had other lives or, you know, professional goals, and then the military and life kind of happened, and where do we go from now? You know?
Great. Well, can I ask Joe, and seriously, you could be like, no way, lady, I'm not sharing this, but, again, I'm feeling super nosy tonight. I don't know what my problem is. I just haven't been around adults today. I don't know. But why was your first date, why was it so awkward? Why was it awful?
Awkward. There were a series of mishaps. So we were going to go ice skating, and the ice rink was closed. And then we walked around campus, and it was the first time that we were one-on-one, you know. And it actually ended up, it was the first time I'd actually gone on a single date, like no double dates or anything. And it was the first time that John and I were hanging out together without friends. And so I think we were both just really bashful. And we just felt super awkward around each other.
Well, I'm glad that awkwardness didn't stop you from, like, kind of pressing on via the written word later. Like, that's super cool. And what a fun story to tell. I think most of us have something along those lines, for sure. Yeah, but that's super cool. Well, Joe, tell us a little bit about just some insight on what's covered in this book.
We wanted the modern military spouse to be really the start of a conversation and a place where people can go quickly and get information that really matters in their life. So we tried to jam-pack it with both stories, you know, to say, hey, we've been there. So many of our emails from readers or messages on social media, a lot of them center around this idea that, oh my gosh, I thought I was the only one, but you went through that too.
Right.
and now I feel better. And so we shared stories, we share lots of resources, and we go through, you know, PCSing, what it really means to not be, you know, to not be married if you're a girlfriend or a boyfriend or not legally married. What does that look like? You know, should you move across the country? What kind of rights do you have? All those things. We talk about education and careers and all of that stuff, you know. So there's a lot of really good meat that we're really super proud of, and we're hoping that people will be able to take and use.
So do you happen to have a favorite part or section of the book?
Ooh, that's a good question. I love the work that we did, My very favorite part, I think I'd have to say, is the foreword by Adriana Dominguez-Lufer. She is the founder of MSB New Media and NextGen, MilSpouse, and SpouseBox. And we approached her and asked her to write a foreword for us, and she did. And the first time I read it, I cried because I was like, you know, she's my spirit animal. She's my my patroness. And that was really cool to have that kind of collaboration from someone who's so well-known in the community.
Right.
Well, Joe, I'm curious, who do you consider official, I don't know if they have to be official, but who do you consider a modern military spouse?
So I think, you know, I think we all are modern military spouses. We all are living in this age of unique opportunity as far as careers goes for ourselves. The internet has opened up everything. A lot of us, I mean, I have a remote job. I freelance. I do other things that I couldn't have done even probably 5 or 10 years ago. And I know that a lot of other spouses have the same experiences. And I think also the internet and all of our access to communication also really, really makes deployment and TAD or TDYs or separations a lot more different than they were, you know, even in the 90s. And so I think that we're kind of in uncharted territory now. And so that's really the focus of the book. Where do we go when the advice, you know, like keep busy during a deployment or things like that, it doesn't really fit where we are with communication, and it doesn't really fit with today's deployment cycle either.
Kind of already touched on this, but perhaps you could maybe elaborate a bit more about why you feel this book needed to be written.
I think it needed to be written because J.D., Lauren, and I had something to say that we thought that other military spouses wanted and needed to hear. And I think, I mean, that's really what it's all about. It's about connection. It's about creating a conversation. We didn't want to be coming down like, you know, off Mount Sinai with the Mill Spouse commandment tablets or anything like that. We wanted to just be able to say like, hey, we've been there too. Here's what's worked for us. And here are resources that are really helpful and that will make life a whole lot easier for you.
Right. While looking through the book, I noticed, I mean, it really touches on almost anything that would affect us as a military spouse across the board, regardless of the branch that your spouse is attached to. But also, I noticed there's one a chapter that says, when I can't remember the exact wording, but when you don't have a ring. Would you mind? I know it's a little off script, but maybe elaborate a little bit on what that is about. Is that for the military girlfriend?
Yeah, absolutely. We tried our best to write this book for anybody who is a partner of somebody in the military, who loves somebody in the military. And we tried to make it very gender neutral. We tried to make sure that it spoke to a variety of types of partnerships and relationships. And so when you don't have a ring, is definitely our chapter dedicated to the military girlfriends and boyfriends, especially those who have emailed us seeking advice because they're so new to it and they don't know what to expect. And they're not sure where they fit in because everything feels like a closed door to them. And so we wanted to let you know, like, military wives and military husbands, they were boyfriends and girlfriends first. And we're still here to help you and hold you up.
Right. This is a resource that I wish I would have had back when I was dating my now husband, because it would have explained so much that I didn't realize I didn't know at the time. So, but Joe, we have to take a quick break, so please stay on the line with us. If you're listening to the show right now, do you have a question for Joe or a comment about the show? Join the AWN Core team over in Twitter chat at twitter.com/ArmyWife Network and use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Jo from Jill My Gosh and talk more about her book. We'll also be announcing the winner of a digital copy of The Modern MILF Spouse. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
You're hired. Those words are music to any recent graduate's ears, and they're familiar words for CareerStep alumni. 84% of CareerStep graduates land jobs right out of school. Start working in an in-demand field like pharmacy technician or medical coding and billing in as little as 3 months, taking online classes whenever and wherever is best for you. CareerStep nurtures relationships with its network of more than 900 employers, and many of them prefer CareerStep alumni. Let CareerStep help you take the next step toward a rewarding new career. Visit careerstep.com/military to learn more today.
Reducing your spending. This is a Money Minute from In Charge Education Foundation and MilitaryMoney.com. In times like these, almost everyone has to reduce their spending in one way or another. To do this, you must first know what you spend your money on. You'll need to keep track of all your expenses for a period of 1 month. Also, make note of and prorate expenses that occur out of the monthly pattern, such as clothing, auto repair, and quarterly insurance premiums. Next, divide your expenses into fixed and discretionary expenses. Fixed expenses are those that can't be avoided, such as housing costs, groceries, and utility bills. Discretionary expenses, on the other hand, are those that you have more control over, such as entertainment, gifts, and dining out. To reduce your spending, you will need to trim the financial fat. Most of this will be from the discretionary expenses. However, changes can sometimes be made to fixed expenses as well, as in the case of your electricity costs, which can't be eliminated but can be reduced through conservation. This Money Minute is made possible by InCharge Debt Solutions. Visit us online at www.incharge.org.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to the show, friends. But before we get back to our discussion with our guest, it's time to announce the winner of our giveaway that we posted on Facebook. The winner of Joe My Gosh's Modern MILF Spouse book is Karen Aguilar. Congratulations, Karen. You will be getting your digital copy very soon.
Yay! I love this button. Well, we're talking with Jo of Jo My Gosh and having fun. We're talking with her about her new book, The Modern MILF Spouse. Before we went to break, we're chatting about who exactly the Modern MILF Spouse is and why this book was written. And I'd also mention that this is a resource I wish I would have had back when I was dating my now husband. But, you know, this is something, reading through it, I'm learning things just by going through it, and I've been in almost 4 years now. So this is a great resource for anyone, regardless of where you are at in your MILF spouse journey. So, Joe, what are some of the common obstacles that young military spouses face these days?
It really depends, but I think the big ones are definitely career and education, and a sense of loneliness or little community. I hear that a lot, and I think that it can oftentimes be really intimidating to become a military spouse, especially if you're on, you know, a post somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, or all of a sudden you're very far from home and from all of your friends and your family. And it is really tough sometimes to get out there and to make friends or to go to an FRG meeting or find a new church or whatever your idea of community is. And I think that a lot of times that feeling of loneliness is exacerbated by Facebook and by social media, because, you know, you're seeing the highlights of everybody's life and everybody looks like they're having fun and advancing in their career, and you're, you know, stuck somewhere and you know, it's day two of, you know, being in your new house or whatever, and it can feel really alienating and isolating.
Right.
Well, Joe, I'm curious, how has this book been received so far?
We've heard a lot of good things from people. It was really exciting about 2 weeks ago. JD and I were lucky enough to be in San Diego when Military One Click kicked off their first ever MilSpouse Fest. And Military by Owner, they sponsored 100 copies to give away to the first 100 people through the doors. And we got to sign the copies and talk to people. And everyone was really excited. Some people were even saying that this had been one of the highlights for them to come to the event, and they had heard things about it, and they wanted to get a book for themselves. So that was really, really exciting. And we'd love to hear from people who have read it and hear what they have to say about it.
Joe, we have a question from one of our listeners. What are one or two habits that you think every male spouse should have?
Oh, that's a really great question. I can say for myself, and in my experience, self-care was super important. I had a really rough first year, and I didn't realize, I was so excited about marrying John, and I never thought about how leaving my job and leaving that sense of identity and leaving my independence, really, how that was going to affect me. And it just, it hit me in the face. Like, it totally Chuck Norris'd me. And I took a while. It took me a long time to recover from that and have a sense of self that was beyond my former career. So I would say, one, be kind to yourself and make a habit of being kind to yourself and not comparing yourself to other people. Everybody is on a different journey, and it's not going to look the same to anybody. And you can't compare yourself to other people. So just, you know, try to be nice to yourself. And then I think the other thing is to make a habit of trying to do something that scares you. And not like, you know, don't drive a motorcycle off a bridge or anything like that. I'm not saying hurt yourself, but if you're the kind of person like me who is kind of a wallflower and doesn't really feel very comfortable in groups of people, try to join a group, you know, or go to the library and be part of the knitting circle, or, you know, go to a Bible study, do something that stretches you a little bit, because the four walls of your apartment or home are a very lonely place to be for 3 years or 4 years or however long you are until, you know, you have to go somewhere else. And you just have to put yourself out there and be okay with it being a little scary.
Wow, that is a powerful. Yeah, that's powerful. And that was a really good question. So thank you to Rachel G for sending that in. And we just want to, side note, if anyone has questions for Joe, shoot them our direction, and we'll be sure to get them on the air as soon as we can. But, Joe, I'm curious, because we talked about handbooks earlier, and now I would just like to know, how exactly is this book kind of different from just a general handbook?
We tried our best to not make it a handbook. So we wanted it to be a conversation. We wanted it just to be like two friends sitting down for coffee or grabbing a glass of wine, or if you're like me, eating a plate full of cookies, you know, or cookie batter, and just telling it how it is and being okay with the messiness of life. Everything feels like it has to be Pinterest perfect, and that's just not how life is. So we really tried to be very real and to give that sense of authenticity, because we're definitely not perfect. I know I am not perfect at all, but it's still possible to be successful, and it's still possible to have a really wonderful life as a military spouse.
Right. What are a few tips that you have for military spouses who are having a hard time with their career
going? I know that it's different for everybody, especially what your chosen career field is. And some of your dreams might have to sadly be put on hold, or you might have to get to them in a different way than you had anticipated. But I think that the key is to not lose hope and to keep going and to find ways to do things. Even if right now you can't do that one awesome thing, maybe you can volunteer in your field or read up with the journals, or, you know, do some continuing education. But don't lose the hope, and don't lose your sense of self. If you love what you did, you'll find a way to be able to make it work, even if it's not what you thought it was going to be.
Right. Do you feel that this is something that many, if not most, modern mill spouses struggle with, is their career field?
Yes, I absolutely do. And I think Blue Star Families survey this year pointed this out. And when I heard the results, I had that same reaction that a lot of people tell me they have when they read my work. It's like, oh, me too. I think they said that 90% of military spouses are under or unemployed, and something like 77% of those spouses have said that at one point or another they've been depressed because of that. And so I think that's it's a real problem, and it's something that a lot of us have dealt with, and that we definitely need to talk about, and we need to continue making that space in our community to talk about it and to be okay with saying, you know, this is what is really bothering me, and I really miss my old job, or I really want to become, you know, a doctor or whatever. How do I do that as a military spouse?
That's excellent. And I completely identify with that, just because that was one of my biggest, like, question marks when I was like, hey, yo, I married a soldier. What about my career? I can't rebuild a career every 2 to 3 years. And fortunately, I'm very grateful that I found something that's very portable. And it's, you know, it's very encouraging. But I do, you know, I talk to mill spouses practically every day who are like, I want to go to work, but I don't know how. And, yeah, it's a real struggle. So I'm really grateful that you're helping to meet that need, Joe. That's awesome. What should people take away from the modern military spouse?
It's a great life if you keep an open mind and if you are okay with asking for help when you need it. And your journey is your journey, and there's never going to be a handbook or otherwise that's going to be able to talk to every single thing that you've experienced, and that's okay. I think that as military spouses in this constantly changing community, we have to hold out hands and we have to help each other up and through some of these situations, because we're all learning and we're all experiencing these things. And so I think I'd really love to see a feeling of collaboration and camaraderie come from reading the book.
You bring up a good point that really it's your mindset. Because this can be a tough life, but if you determine that you're going to find joy and happiness where you're at, you know, the beauty station you're at, find something good. I had a really neat lady who had been in like 20 some years that gave me one of my best pieces of advice. And I had asked her out of curiosity, what was your favorite beauty station? And she said, all of them. And she said, I determined early on that I was going to find something that I loved at each place. And so each season, there were different things, you know, as her children grew, that she found with each duty station that she enjoyed. And if she couldn't find anything, she would make something. She'd do something to help someone else. And so I think that's important that we realize that we are empowered in that we can determine whether or not we enjoy this journey. And so I really appreciate your words on that. So, Joe, tell us, where can our listeners go to find out more and to get the book?
Well, you can go to any one of our websites. So you can go to Joe My Gosh or Semi-Delicate Balance or Military Wife and Mom, and you can purchase directly from there. We're also on Amazon, and we have a Kindle version, and we also have a paperback version, and it does ship with Prime. So you can get it as fast as you possibly can through Amazon.
Hey, Joe, before we go, we have another question from one of our listeners. Sharita, would you read that to us?
Sure. No problem. So from Twitter, we have a question that says, what quote or song lyric keeps you going? That's fantastic. I want to know, too. I got my pencil ready. Okay. Quote or song lyric keeps you going?
Oh, my goodness.
No pressure.
Right? I think that there are quite a few Bible verses that keep me going. During deployment, I had a whole bevy of songs. But I think it's so tough, because they all help at different moments. But I think, may the Lord bless and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. I think I'm paraphrasing that because that comes from Lutheran liturgy. So that might not be a direct biblical quote, but it is from the Bible. And I think about that often.
That's so great.
Well, thank you so much for answering that for us. That was neat. We appreciate that you took the time out of your busy schedule to chat with us tonight. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was a great evening.
And listeners, thank you for being with us tonight and for the great questions. Join us next week, May 9th, 2016, on the show we're featuring author and Medal of Honor recipient Sammy Lee Davis, here to talk with us about his book, You Don't Lose Till You Quit Trying. You don't want to miss it.
In the meantime, join us over at www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share in the journey with many of our experienced contributors. Or you can follow along with us on our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wives Network's core team signing out. Have a great evening.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.